Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Trip Nazi Germany, the CIA, and the Dawn of the Psychedelic Age by Norman Ohler, explores how psychoactive substances move from the fringes of chemistry into the center of 20th century power. Building on Ohler's reputation for narrative history of drugs and warfare, the book traces the early development of synthetic compounds, the wartime and post-war institutions that handled them, and the surprising ways intelligence services, physicians, and researchers intersected with emerging psychedelic culture. Rather than treating psychedelics only as a 1960s countercultural phenomenon, it situates them in a longer arc shaped by laboratories, military priorities, and geopolitical competition. The story moves through Germany's advanced chemical ecosystem, the upheavals of World War II, and the Cold War scramble to control knowledge, personnel, and new tools of influence. Across this landscape, Ohler frames psychedelics as both scientific curiosities and potential instruments, raising questions about ethics, secrecy, and the unpredictable effects of mind-altering experiments on individuals and societies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Germany's chemical powerhouse and the prehistory of psychedelics. A central theme is how early 20th century Germany became a global engine for chemical innovation, creating conditions where powerful psychoactive compounds could be synthesized, studied, and circulated. The book connects industrial chemistry, pharmaceutical ambition, and state priorities, showing that breakthroughs did not occur in isolation. They emerged from networks of laboratories, corporate interests, medical institutions, and government needs. By placing psychedelics within this broader scientific ecosystem, the narrative challenges the common assumption that the psychedelic story begins with post-war America. Instead, it highlights a prehistory in which experimentation with consciousness, altering substances, was entangled with modernity itself, including new approaches to psychiatry, performance, and social control. This topic also underscores how technical capability can outpace ethical frameworks. Once a substance is discovered, many actors may seek advantage from it, whether for therapeutic promise, military curiosity, or ideological aims. The reader is invited to see psychedelics as products of a particular technological moment, one in which large-scale chemical production and rigorous research methods made unprecedented interventions in the mind seem plausible. The stage is set for wartime pressures to accelerate, redirect, or weaponize these discoveries. Secondly, war, authoritarianism, and the search for psychological leverage. The book examines how wartime environments intensify interest in any tool that might influence endurance, fear, obedience, or morale. In Nazi Germany, the fusion of authoritarian ideology with scientific capability created a setting where human beings could be treated as means rather than ends, and where boundaries around experimentation were vulnerable to collapse. Ohler's account emphasizes that the promise of mind-altering substances was not only recreational or medical. It also included the possibility of interrogation aids, disorientation tools, or substances that could manipulate perception and behavior. This topic is less about a single program than about a mindset in total war. States often pursue advantages that compress moral deliberation. The narrative invites reflection on how scientific research can be pulled toward coercive applications, especially when secrecy and propaganda distort accountability. At the same time, the book distinguishes between speculation, ambition, and demonstrable outcomes, stressing the inherent unpredictability of psychedelics. Substances that produce intensely subjective experiences do not behave like conventional weapons. That unpredictability becomes part of the story, illustrating why regimes may be drawn to such experiments yet repeatedly confront practical limitations. The broader point is that the psychedelic age has roots in power struggles, not only cultural liberation. Thirdly, post-war continuities, knowledge transfer, networks, and the early Cold War. A major topic is what happened after 1945, when personnel, documents, and chemical expertise did not simply vanish with the defeat of Nazi Germany. The book follows the post-war landscape in which intelligence services and governments sought to capture scientific know-how, recruit specialists, and map the remaining infrastructure of advanced chemistry and pharmacology. This period matters because it created continuity between wartime experimentation and Cold War research agendas. Ohler portrays a world where the moral clarity of victory quickly gave way to rivalry, and where secrecy became a default posture. In that environment, psychedelics could be reframed as strategic assets, not necessarily because they reliably control minds, but because decision-makers feared that rivals might exploit them first. The topic also highlights how narratives are built after the fact. Scientific history can be shaped by what becomes declassified, what remains hidden, and who has incentives to emphasize or downplay certain connections. The reader gains a sense of how institutions, not only individual genius, determine which lines of research receive funding and protection. By tracking networks across borders, the book argues that the psychedelic story is transnational, driven by the movement of ideas and actors through the cracks of the post-war order. The dawn of the psychedelic age is therefore also the dawn of a new intelligence-centered approach to science. Fourthly, the CIA and the temptation of mind control. Another key focus is the Cold War American intelligence fixation on whether drugs could aid interrogation, destabilize opponents, or shape human behavior. Oler situates psychedelic experimentation within a broader constellation of projects that tried to systematize influence over the mind. The attraction is easy to understand. A substance that alters perception might seem to offer shortcuts around resistance, ideology, or training, yet the book emphasizes a recurring pattern of overreach. Psychedelics can produce heightened suggestibility in some contexts, but they can also trigger anxiety, confusion, or unpredictable reactions that frustrate operational goals. This topic explores the gap between bureaucratic imagination and pharmacological reality, showing how fear and competition can drive institutions to pursue uncertain possibilities. It also foregrounds ethical questions about consent, oversight, and the vulnerability of subjects when experiments are conducted under secrecy. By framing the CIA angle as part of a wider cultural and scientific moment, the book avoids reducing the entire psychedelic era to a single conspiracy. Instead, it shows how intelligence agencies interacted with universities, medical researchers, and informal networks, creating feedback loops between legitimate science and covert ambition. The result is a portrait of a period when the boundaries between research, therapy, and manipulation were often blurred, leaving lasting consequences for public trust and regulatory norms. Lastly, from laboratories to culture, how psychedelics entered the public imagination. The book also addresses how psychedelics move from controlled environments into wider cultural awareness, and why the public story often diverges from the institutional one. Once substances associated with research and covert interest began circulating more broadly, they acquired new meanings: spiritual exploration, artistic experimentation, therapeutic hope, and political symbolism. Oler's narrative suggests that this transition was not a clean handoff from science to counterculture. It was a messy overlap in which media attention, moral panic, charismatic advocates, and official backlash interacted. This topic helps explain why psychedelics became a lightning rod. They promise liberation to some, danger to others, and strategic threat to governments. The reader sees how public policy can be shaped by fear of what cannot be easily measured, and how sensational accounts can overshadow careful research. At the same time, the book invites consideration of long-term effects, renewed interest in psychedelic-assisted therapy, contemporary debates over legalization, and the enduring question of whether these substances are primarily medicines, sacraments, or destabilizers. By tracing the early roots of the psychedelic age, the narrative provides context for today's revival, reminding readers that cultural narratives are often built on hidden histories of power, experimentation, and contested knowledge. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in modern European history, Cold War intelligence, the history of science, and the evolving public conversation around psychedelics. It will also appeal to people who have followed recent discussions of psychedelic-assisted therapy and want deeper context for why these substances carry such a complex political and ethical legacy. The practical benefit is perspective. By seeing psychedelics not only as countercultural icons but as products of laboratories, institutions, and geopolitical rivalry, readers can better evaluate contemporary claims about their promise and risks. It encourages skepticism toward simple stories, whether those stories frame psychedelics as miracle cures or as sinister mind control tools. Compared with many books that focus narrowly on the 1960s, Tricked aims to widen the timeline and connect early chemical and intelligence histories to later cultural transformations. That broader framing makes it worth buying if you want a narrative that links scientific innovation, wartime and post-war power structures, and the unpredictable social consequences of mind-altering drugs. The result is a more complete map of how the psychedelic age began and why its origins still matter today. If you would like to support Norman Oler, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.